John, the census counts a lot of things, right? Not just heads of household. And here's a curious number I want to give you from the last census count. The number of Americans falsely claiming to have served in Vietnam, almost 14 million. By this census, by that count, 4 out of 5 people who claim they are Vietnam veterans never served in that country. And there's a similar number of Americans who wear medals that they never earned. In fact, they passed a law, the Stolen Valor Act, that made it a crime to wear someone else's medal. That law was struck down earlier by a federal judge in Denver. He said it threatened freedom of speech. But the real question for me is, why? Why do so many people wear medals they didn't earn? Why would so many people identify themselves as Vietnam veterans when they never served?
That's protected speech to be a jerk.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, some people might say that goes beyond being a jerk, and I bet Doug Starner would be one of them. Doug Starner is a real Vietnam veteran, correct, sir?
Yes, I am, Celeste, and thank you for having me on today.
Well, give me some examples. You've actually been trying to track down people who wear other people's medals. Give me some examples of people that you've found.
Well, we've had any number of things from cases going to be reported out of western Pennsylvania probably today of a man who has been a Memorial Day speaker down there, Frederick Grunsby, for years wearing Navy Cross, Silver Stars, Colonel rank, and this guy was an enlisted man that didn't earn any of that.
Well, how do you know? You've said that you kind of have a nose for fake medal wearers. What raises your hackles? What makes you suspect someone is wearing a medal they didn't earn?
Well, generally, one of the first tip-offs is that they go to extreme. They don't just tell a little white lie. They tell a gigantic fib. And it tends to grow. They're not content to have, say, a Bronze Star and 3 Purple Hearts. They've got to have a Distinguished Service Cross, 5 Silver Stars, 12 Purple Hearts, and actually the record is 8. And so they take the lie to an extreme, and that's what usually trips them up for us.
Well, you know, as John said, you know, there's no law against being a jerk, but I'm wondering, you know, with all these people that are wearing false medals that you're tracking down and you're calling them out, and I'm sure you already know these numbers, that there's 14 million people who claim to be Vietnam vets and aren't. Why do you find it so important to call these people out? What makes this such a huge issue for you?
Well, there's two things. Number one, there is fraud generally associated with these claims. Just taking the Vietnam War issue, and there were 9.8 million Americans that served in the military during the Vietnam era. So the number claiming Vietnam veteran status even exceeds the number of those who actually served in the military during that time, and only a little more than 2.5 million actually served in Vietnam. But the bottom line is there is some financial benefit. There are other benefits to be had by claiming this veteran status. And without exception, that is almost always what we see going on. Take the current war. We had the case down in North Carolina of Lisa Jane Phillips, and she has her own wiki page now, but she got $42,000 in fees and tuition waived by her university, which believed she was going to school Monday through Friday and flying combat in Iraq on the weekends.
Yeah. Well, that's Doug Starner, an actual Vietnam veteran. But let's bring Sam Summers into this conversation now. He's a professor of psychology at Tufts University. And maybe you can explain this for us, Sam. Why on earth? I mean, that's one thing when there's a financial benefit, when you're going to get some kind of reward from wearing a medal or claiming service that you didn't actually do. But there are a lot of people who are not getting any reward and still claim they served in Vietnam and didn't. Why?
Yeah, it's an intriguing question. I mean, some people may be cooking up a scheme to make money, right? But I think in a lot of these cases, what you're probably seeing are just variations or exaggerations of some of the tendencies that a lot of people demonstrate on a regular basis. The little white lies on the resumes, the claiming that we knew someone famous when we really didn't. The way that we sort of see ourselves on a regular basis is often filled with stretching the truth and bending reality in a way that's particularly generous to the self, and this may just be in some of these instances one example of this, maybe a particularly problematic and disturbing example of it, that and a jerk might not be out of the realm of appropriate conclusions, but it might really just be one of these examples of the way we see the world in a way that's positive towards the self.
So they're just kind of trying to boost their own self-image for themselves or among others?
Well, a little bit of both. I mean, if you think about the world's a threatening place, and so there's a school of thought in psychology that we really have to deceive ourselves in order to be healthy and happy individuals, right? I mean, when our boss gives us some sort of positive feedback at work and it gives us more credit than we deserve for a certain project, and we think, you know what? Last week she didn't notice the good work I did, and the month before she gave someone else credit for all the good things that I accomplished. So I'm taking this credit because, frankly, it's due to me this time around.
But, Professor, I'm hearing that people don't perceive a line, that they're not crossing a line by making this claim. They sort of creep up to it inch by inch. What's that like?
Yeah, I think the incremental nature of it is very important, right? I mean, it's like looking in the mirror in the morning and you don't notice that you're a little bit grayer or a little bit balder or a little bit fatter than you were the day before. It takes someone who hasn't seen you in a while to notice that. And so, I mean, I don't mean to minimize the importance of this issue or the great work that Mr. Starner has done in cataloging it, but the analogy you might make is to, at some level, like a comb over. I mean, you can understand the psychology of the comb over. You're starting to lose your hair a little bit, and so you move this part around and you smooth this part over, and it all works for a little bit, but then
and you're not excusing it. You're not excusing it. Let's be an existential comb over. That's fascinating.
That is Professor Sam Summers, a professor of psychology at Tufts University. Doug Starner would probably say, yeah, but you're not taking somebody's hair to do your comb over.
Right.
In that particular example, Doug Starner is a real Vietnam vet. He's been tracking down people who wear other people's other medals. And a listener in Denver, Texas, people who have suffered and died for our nation and they continue to do so, people who lie about service are doing our military, past, present, and future, and country a disservice. Give us your take at thetakeaway.org.